Orachaim, Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Birchas Hareach, Halacha Hey, and we're in the middle of paragraph Beis. We're up to the subparagraph Vize Bechinas Lareach Shmonecho Toivim Shemen Turak Shemecho. Today's shir is Leiloi Nishmas Yaakov Bereb Moshe Binyamin and Leiloi Nishmas Aviva Bas Reborach Chaim. And we also dedicate the shir for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. Rav Nosson Zal now expounds on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. We had this pasuk in the previous halacha that we learned a few weeks ago, but now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another insight into it. V'zeh bechinas l'reach shmonecho toivim shemen turak shemecho. The pasuk speaks about the wonderful smell and aroma of a certain oil, a certain perfume, and your name, your good name, referring to the good name of Hashem, gave forth an aroma, became known publicly. Al kein alomoy sahivucha. And this made it that others came to love you. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh explains, al horechoikim haboim loshuv olehizgaya. That this second part of the pasuk, al kein alomoy sahivucha, refers to people who are far from Hashem, Balei Tshuva, or non-Jews who come to convert. Kemo Shepirasham, as Rashi HaKodesh explains there, Alomois Ahevucha, Rashi says, Bo Yisroi Venizgayer, Barucha Venizgayro, they came to convert when they heard about the greatness of Hashem. Yisroi came when he heard about the fact that the Jews had succeeded in defeating the Egyptians and the crossing of the Red Sea. Rochav came when she saw that the Jews again had succeeded in wiping out all their enemies on the way to Eretz Yisrael, including Sichon and Oig, and they were going to take over Eretz Yisrael. Vezehu l'reach shmonecho toivim, dehainu al yidei bechinas reach toiv, aydei ze daiko alomois ahivucha. And the pasuk is telling us that it's specifically through this wonderful aroma, this wonderful smell, that brings people that are far from Hashem to come close to Hashem. Sheboim horechoikim shalom kmo Yisroi. Ki ikar hiskarvus horechoikim l'shaber menios shalohem ho'atsumois hualidei bechinas reach kanal. Because the main ability of those who are far from Hashem to be able to overcome all the many difficult obstacles in their path, blocking them from coming close to Hashem, is through this smell. The fact that they smell that there's something special here. Shehu bechinas, ma'asha Hashem yisborach, merachim aleihem, umeir aleihem meirochoik, remozim, sheyisnoitze etzlohem ho'emes meirochoik. This concept of them feeling this smell refers to the fact that Hashem has rachmanis on these people, and he sends them messages, hints, from the distance to shine to them a little bit of the emes, the truth, as a tease, as bait, in a sense, to be able to bring them in. V'zehu shenismach lozeh. And this is why shortly after this pasuk, the Shir HaShirim says, Moshcheni acharecha narutza. Draw me to you, I'll run after you. Ki hainu hach, because these are one and the same. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in Shir HaShirim, Ani shomati mishluchecho remez she'omarto l'moshcheni. This is Yisroi speaking, this is all the Balei Tshuva and Geirim speaking. I heard from your messenger a hint that you said that you want to draw me close to you. Vani omarti, and I responded, and I said, Achrecha narutza, we'll run after you. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned before, Shashem yizborach merameis remozin meirochoik lehoodom sheyizkarevelov. That Hashem sends hints from the distance, hinting to the person that the person should come close to Hashem. Umi shechofetz be'emes. And then a person who wants the truth, rotzach rov miyad, runs after Hashem immediately. Bebchinas moshcheni acharecha narutza, as the pasuk says. Shezehu bechinas reyach, This is the concept of that smell. A person smells something good and they go after it. Keman do orach recha, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, like one who smells a special smell. Bechinas l'reach shmonecha toivim, al ken alom yisayvucha, shaydeze miskarven horachoykim kanal. This is what enables people who are far from Hashem to come close. Al kein nismechu ze lo ze. And this is why these two psukim are written next to each other. The pasuk l'reach shmonecha toivim and that pasuk moshcheni acharecha narusa. This was all an introduction. And now Rav Nosson Zal gets into the topic of making a bracha, explaining in general what is this whole concept of making a bracha on food or something we smell. And then he's going to explain to us the difference between making a bracha on food that we eat or drink and making a bracha on something that we smell. Paragraph Gimel. V'chol ha-brochos shemavorchim al kol ha-dvorim kulam heim bebechinas moitzi mikoyach ha-lapoya. All of the blessings that we recite over anything in this world are all an example of taking something from its potential and bringing it out to fulfilling its purpose. Ki koidem shemavorchem ala dovor umoidem shashem isbarach boro isoi. Because before we make a bracha on an apple and we praise Hashem and we acknowledge the fact that Hashem created this, koidem loze ein shleimus la dovor. Prior to that, the apple is not complete. And the apple is not receiving the full measure of spiritual energy that it's supposed to receive from Hashem. Because we know the Mishnah tells us at the end of Pirkei Avos that everything in the world was created for Hashem's honor. What does that mean in practical terms? So that people will praise Hashem and bless Hashem over that object. As it says in Mishlei, Kol Poyal Hashem Lema'anehu. Everything that Hashem created is for His sake, for Hashem. Ki kishem avorchem al ha-pri, boirei pri o'eitz, oi boirei pri adam o'kiyotzei, boze mamshichim iker shleimus brius oisoi ha-pri. Because when we recite a bracha, like boirei pri o'eitz, a bracha on a fruit or anything like that, by doing that, we are drawing the completion of the creation of that object. And it's as if the fruit was just created now as a result of the bracha that we recited over it. Because it's only when a human being recites a bracha over that item, that's when that item becomes complete, whole, spiritually. Nimtza shalidei habrocha hu bechinas moitzi mikoyach al hapoyal. So therefore, once again, we're showing that Hashem created the tree and the fruit and everything, but He didn't complete it. It's not complete. It doesn't receive its full measure of spiritual energy from Hashem to be complete until a human being comes along and recites a brocha over it. And therefore, this is an example of being moitzi mikoyach al hapoyal. Shemoitzi mikoyach el hapoyal shleimus chiyusoi, meaning that the person by reciting the bracha is taking that final energy, spiritual energy that's needed to make that fruit whole, and he's taking that energy from its potential to its fulfillment, to being placed inside the fruit. Vezeh shom rabbi senazal, and this is why the Gemara points out in brachas, when it speaks about the topic of making brachos, ksiv, there's one pasuk that says, Lahashem ha'oretz umaloya, that the world and everything in it belongs to Hashem. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says, V'ha'oretz nosan livnei odom, that Hashem gave the world to man. Make up your mind, which is it? Is it Hashem's or is it ours? So the Gemara answers, Kan koidem brocha, v'kan lachar brocha. Before ki koidem bracha, because before we recite a bracha, Ke'ilu ha'koil adayin b'koyach Hashem. It's as if everything is still inside of the potential. It's in its state of potential by Hashem. B'b'chinas l'Hashem horatzim loya. As the Pasuk says, the world and everything in it belongs to Hashem. Because it's considered as if the item wasn't complete yet. It wasn't taken from potential to complete completion. But after the person recites a bracha over it, that's when the world and everything in it is given over to man. Because by reciting the bracha, that's when we really complete this process of bringing the object from potential into completion. And once the object is 100% complete, then it belongs to man, Dahainu l'bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish nation, Shehem Kruyim Odom, whom the Gemara says in Yevamos, we, the Jews, are called Adam. Atem kruyim Adam, the Gemara says. Other nations are not necessarily called Adam. Ki heim hoitziu hakoil mikoyach alapoyal al yidei habrocha kanal. Because it's we, the Jewish people, that take the creation which Hashem made, but did not complete, as we learned in the previous year, and we put the finishing touch on it. We complete everything in creation, and one of the ways that we do that is when we recite a bracha over something, because we're fulfilling the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation was respect for Hashem. The real respect for Hashem coming from anything in creation is when a Jew uses that object as a means of praising Hashem, glorifying Hashem, or serving Hashem. Paragraph Dalet. V'ze b'chinas brocha rishayna u'brocha achrayna. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the concept of a brocha that we make before eating or drinking, and the brocha that we recite after. Ki kol dovor yesh loy tachlis, shebishvil ze nivra v'yotza mikoyach alapoyal. Because everything in the world has an ultimate purpose for which that item was created, and Hashem took it from potential to completion, from thought into action. Ki kol hadvorim shebora shemizborach hakol yotzu mikoyach alapoyal bishvil ha'odom. Everything that Hashem created, Hashem took all of it from koyach to poyal for the sake of man. Shemash lemoisam. It's we human beings that complete everything. The choyzer umaloisam. And then we go ahead and elevate those objects back to reconnect with Hashem. Al yedei avoidasay. Through our serving Hashem, we elevate it lemekoyrom visharoshom. To its source, to its original roots. Shezehu tachlisam. That's the real ultimate purpose for which Hashem created everything. Hashem created it for man to be able to use that object to bring himself close to Hashem. And in addition, by man completing the object, the person elevates that object and also reconnects it to Hashem. Ki tachlis kol hadvorim hu kishe'odom oyveid bakoyach hazeh es Hashem isborach. Because the purpose of everything in creation is to enable a human being to serve Hashem through the energy from that object. That's how we elevate that object. Now, what is the ultimate in serving Hashem? Now, let's define that. The ikar tachlis avoidas ha'odom hu haratzon. The main purpose and ultimate purpose of a human being's relationship with Hashem is desire, will, lichsoif ulehishtoikek tomid l'Hashem yisborach, to always be yearning for Hashem, the tachlis harotzein, with the epitome of desire, to be able to ratchet up that desire and keep increasing the intensity of the desire, the yearning for Hashem. As we heard from Rabbeinu Zal's holy mouth many times, kimavur besvarav hadoshim, and is expressed in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, in Sichos Saran, paragraph 51, and in other places in Sichos Saran and Likutei Maran, va'ayin behilchas orev halacha gimel, and in Likutei Halachos chosh mishpat hilchas orev halacha gimel, is one of the major places where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this topic of rotzayim. And this is the ultimate goal and purpose of all the mitzvahs that we do and all of the holy service of Hashem. The beginning, we start with desire. I want to do something. I want to eat. And we end with desire, with rotzayim. In Birkas Hamazon, in benching, we say Poiseach es yodecho umazbia lechol chai rotzoin. Bechinas rotzoin sheberitzoinos. The end, the completion, is not just rotzoin, but it's rotzoin sheberitzoinos. The peak of rotzoin. Sheshom histalkus Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to when he left the world. Shehu shoyresh uklal nishmois kol Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu is the root and a composite of all the Jewish souls. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld's Zichrono Livracha that the word Moshe, mem is 40, shin is 300, 300 times 40 is 12,000, hey is 5, 12,000 times 5 is 60,000, and the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. 60,000 times 10 is 600,000. This is one of many ways that the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus show that Moshe Rabbeinu is a composite of all the Jewish souls. He is the Shoyresh Neshamas Yisrael, and he is Klal Kol Nishmas Yisrael. Shenistalek Beraiva Deraivin. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away at Shabbos Mincha, which is called Raiva Deraivin, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinos, the peak of desire. When a Jew can achieve the highest level desire for Hashem, and when Hashem has the greatest desire towards for us. Rotzoin Sheberetzoinos, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Yisroel, V'chol Echod Miyisroel, Yeshloi Eze Shoyresh Va'achiza Benishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. And each and every single Jew is rooted and has a connection to the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bechinas Rotzoin, which is this Rotzoin. Vishom Iker Tachlisoi Vesoifoi. And that's where our ultimate goal and purpose is, to get to connect to that Rotzoin, Al yidei avoidosoi v'toirosoi u'mitzvoisov. Through our serving Hashem, through our prayer, through our Torah, and through our mitzvahs. Remember, we mentioned many times that the word for soul, one of the Hebrew words that means soul, is nefesh. And the word nefesh in Hebrew also means rotzoin. We have the pasuk in the beginning of Chayesora, where Avram Avinu asks the Bnei Ches to allow him to bury his wife on a plot of land that belongs to them, and he says, "Im yesh es nafshechem likboir es meisi," and Rashi says, "Retzoinchem," if it is your will, if you want to allow me to bury my wife. So we see that the Hebrew, the word nefesh, means rotzoin, showing us that this is what a Jew is all about. This is what a Jewish soul is all about. And remember also that when the Torah speaks about the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash, it always says L'rotzayin lefnei Hashem, that the purpose of this is it should be received with goodwill, with desire by Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this also. Because we already explained in the previous shir that the beginning of a relationship with Hashem is desire, rotzayim. Ki efsher l'shaber menioy saguf sheloy v'shel acherim kiim al yidei toikev ha-rotzayim v'ha-cheshek v'ha-shtoikekus v'ha-kisufin v'kanal. Because it's impossible for a person to overcome the obstacles The obstacles that come from my own body. The fact that my body is fighting my soul all the time. They're pulling in two different directions. My body is like a cement coat that the soul is wearing, and the soul has to schlep around this body and use this body in order to perform mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So in order for a person to be able to overcome the obstacles of his own body and the obstacles from other people that try to dissuade a person and block a person from coming close to Hashem, it's impossible for a person to overcome those obstacles unless the person has a very strong, powerful desire and willpower and yearning. It's through that willpower, that rotzon, that a person can overcome all the obstacles in the world. And to be able to accomplish, to achieve whatever the person wants to accomplish. And then afterwards, when the person is zoichet to accomplish whatever they wanted to accomplish, they succeed in going to shul, they succeed in lighting candles, l'kavod Shabbos. The goymrin ha-mitzvah, oy hadover shebikdusha sherotze lasos, and the person completes the mitzvah or whatever act of holiness the person wanted to accomplish, they're zoicha to come to Eretz Yisrael. Iker hatachlis v'hapu'ula shepoilin al yidei ha-mitzvah hu, huma shezoichin al yidei ha-mitzvah lehizgabe barotzain chodosh v'chozok yoyser l'ashem yisborach. One of the most important results and products of performing a mitzvah or anything else in holiness is that by doing this, the person receives new energy, new will and desire to come close to Hashem. Ad sheyishtoikek v'yirtze la'asos mitzvah acheres, to the point where now the person wants to perform another mitzvah. V'chein lahalon yoiser, and this goes on continually. Ki kol nafshos Yisrael v'chol ha-mitzvos heimechod, because all of the Jewish souls and all of the mitzvahs are one, kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. We mentioned before, Moshe Rabbeinu is a composite of all the Jewish souls. The words Moshe Rabbeinu are Begematria 613, to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is one with the Torah, with all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is one with all the mitzvahs of the Torah, then all of us who are rooted in Moshe Rabbeinu are also one with all the mitzvahs of the Torah. There's one of the places in Chumash where it gives a count of the Jewish people, and it says there that the number was 603,550. What's so special about 603,550? It's the 600,000. And it's the 3 plus 5 plus 5. 3 plus 5 plus 5 is 6, is 13. So it's 613. That's the count of the Jewish nation, and that's the number of mitzvahs in the Torah. So all of the Jewish souls and all of the mitzvahs are one. V'kulam nimshochim mimekoyer harotzayim. And all of the mitzvahs and all the Jewish souls come from the source of Rotzayin. Shehu bechinas Rotzayin sheberetzayinais, which is referred to as Rotzayin sheberetzayinais, the will of wills, the highest possible level of Rotzayin. Shehu bechinas nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one of the ways that we refer to the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu shoyresh uklal kol ha-Torah, v'hamitzvos, v'chol nafshos beis Yisrael. He is the root and a composite of the entire Torah, all of its mitzvos, and all of the Jewish souls. V'shom ikar ha-tachlis v'hasoif shel kol echad mi-Yisrael. And it's there, to that level of rotzon sheberetzonos, that's the ultimate purpose and completion of each and every single Jew, shezoiche al yidei toirosoi u'mitzvosov, which a Jew is zoiche to connect to and to become part of through the person's study of Torah and fulfillment of mitzvahs. Dehainu, again, what do we mean exactly? Dehainu sheyuchlal bebechinas rotzayin ho'elyon, that the person should become connected to and completely, completely included in that highest level of rotzayin. And how does that manifest itself? Sheyishtoikei klashem yisborach betachlis ha'rotzayin, that the person should achieve a level of yearning for Hashem with the peak of yearning, the peak of desire, she'ef sheledaber bozeklal, which is something that cannot be put into words at all whatsoever, a level of desire that's way beyond anything that can be described, that can be put into words. Shehu bechinas arba meyos almen de kisufin de yarsin sadikaya la'osed lovoi. This is what's referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh in several places, where the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about 400 worlds of yearning that tzaddikim will be zoche to in the future world, in Olam Haba.
Rabbi, can you explain what that means, the 400 worlds? Can you give us a sense?
As soon as I find out. I know I've seen it mentioned in a number of places in the Zohar HaKadosh. I'll try to take a look for our next shiur to see if we can get a little more clarity. But this number 400, remember, when Avram Avinu purchased the Maorah Samachpela, look how nothing is coincidence. We're in the middle of a project of looking into the possibility of spending a Shabbos in Hebron as a group. When Avram Avinu purchased the site of the Maorah Samachpela in Hebron, we're told that he bought it with Arba Meyois Shekel Kesef, with 400 shkolim of silver. Now the word shekel, shin kuf lamed, 300 plus 100 plus 30, 430, is bigimatria nefesh. Exactly. The word kesef, we saw before, nekudois hakesef, is miloshen kisufin, rotzon, yearning. This I know is one of the sources in the Torah where it's merames to this concept of the 400, these 400 worlds of kisufim, of rotzon. But if possible, I'll try to look into it a little bit more, Mitzvah Shem.
The language of Rav Nosson Zalke is very, very strong, and it's impossible to overcome any body internal issues without this iron will.
Yes.
How do we begin to ramp that up? It's like, how do we ramp it up, practically?
A number of things. Number one, we mentioned before, a person who's a little bit hungry, but they can wait an hour or two or five, you know, to eat. They're not desperate or dying. When that person smells a barbecue, you know, the Gemara speaks about roasting meat. When meat is roasting, it's reichoi noidev. It gives forth the full power of its smell. Most people suddenly have to eat right now. I have to have some of that right now. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal spoke about in the beginning, that one of the ways that Hashem turns on the rotzayin in a person is by giving the person, by reaching out to the person, giving the person a whiff, a smell, a remez to come close to Hashem. And that initiates some rotzayin on the part of the person, number one. Number two, the Torah, we're going to see soon, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, that the Torah is rotzayin. The Torah is an expression of the will of Hashem. Every line in the Torah, every mitzvah, is an expression. Hashem says, I want you to put on tzitzis. I want you not to overeat. I want you to do this, not to do that. To look here, not to look there. Every line in the Torah is rotzayin. So by learning Torah properly, that's one of the ways that a person is putting gas into their tank. They're increasing their rotzayin. Tefillah is synonymous with rotzayin. The word tefillah is an expression, is where the person is taking their desires and putting it into words. And the tzaddik, we just said, Moshe Rabbeinu, is rotzayin. Moshe Rabbeinu is wall-to-wall rotzayin. In fact, I don't know, I don't remember if it's in this halacha, there's a place in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says, what makes you so special, what made you so special more than anyone else's in the world, is that you wanted more than anyone else to please me and to get others to please me. That's the exact wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. So a tzaddik is wall-to-wall ratzon. A tzaddik is one who has nullified and negated his own ratzon completely. A tzaddik doesn't have any personal ratzon. He's a person who has become one with the ratzon of Hashem. And again, we see by Moshe Rabbeinu that when he passes away, he goes to the highest possible address of Ratzon Shebirat Sinais. These are all major contributing factors to increasing our Ratzon. And Rav Nosson Zal just showed us every mitzvah that a person does, every mitzvah and the Torah that a person learns, the purpose of that is to bring the person to a higher level Ratzon, to keep increasing the Ratzon of the person in quantity and in quality.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Ratzon comes from the menias, the obstacles, the resistance strengthens a person, and also every mitzvah that a person performs, every mitzvah, every word of Torah and tefillah, and especially coming close to the tzaddik, who is wall-to-wall Ratzon, all of these things increase and improve a person's Ratzon. There's a pasuk that speaks about Eretz Yisrael, Rotziso Hashem es Artzecha. Hashem, you wanted your land. So Eretz Yisrael is the center of Ratzon in the world. Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, wall-to-wall Kiddusha, wall-to-wall Ratzon. And also, whenever we speak about important times, Shabbos. What's so special about Shabbos? Bi'ahava uveratzon hinchilonu, bi'ahava ratzon hinchaltonu. We say it in Shemoneh Esrei, we say it in Birkas HaMazon. Rosh Chodesh, b'yosa makrivim l'fonecha zivchei rotzoin, u'siri chazan, chua se'iri zimnase v'rotzoin. We mention it twice over there in that opening paragraph in Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this throughout Likutei Halachos, showing that this is what holiness is all about. This is what spirituality is all about. Paragraph Hey, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand a very important Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, note the coincidence that we keep coming again and again to Pirkei Avos. Now, but after Pesach, we started the reciting of Pirkei Avos every Shabbos. We do a different chapter of Pirkei Avos, and Rav Nosson Zal is feeding us. V'zeh b'chinas heveirotz l'mitzvah kala u'boireach min ho'aveira. One of the rabbis says that a Jew should run to perform even the smallest mitzvah, the lightest mitzvah, and run away from a sin. She mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, v'aveira goyreres aveira. Because a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, a mitzvah pulls to another mitzvah, and an aveira draws a person to another aveira. She schar mitzvah mitzvah, uschar aveira aveira. And the reward for a mitzvah is another mitzvah, and the reward for a sin, the result of a sin, is another sin. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this. Ki kol ma she'oisen eze mitzvah, zoichen l'rotzoin chozok yoiser l'ashem izborach. Whenever a person, a Jew, is zoiched to perform a mitzvah properly, that increases the person's desire for Hashem, for closeness to Hashem. Because that is the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah. And that's the reward for the mitzvah. V'alkein mitzvah, goyreres mitzvah. That will explain how a mitzvah draws another mitzvah. Ki nechnoin v'nizbatlin ha-meniyos shemoinin me-ha-mitzvah shniya al-yidei toikev ha-rotzoin she-zocho al-yidei mitzvah ha-rishoina. Each mitzvah has the obstacles surrounding it. Remember, any item of holiness or good has klipos surrounding it. So every mitzvah has klipos and menios surrounding it. How does a person overcome? How does a person destroy the menios surrounding mitzvah 2? By the new ratzon that the person got as a result of accomplishing mitzvah number 1. Because as we learned in the previous year, it's through willpower and desire that a person eliminates and destroys and overcomes all the obstacles. That's how a mitzvah leads you to the next mitzvah. That new ratzon, a new 100 megawatts of ratzon that you generated from your first mitzvah are what are going to destroy the obstacles surrounding the next mitzvah. V'chein lehepech. And it also works the opposite way, chas v'shalom. Avera goyreres avera. Kal yedei ho avera. Because by a person committing a sin, going against the will of Hashem, shehi al yedei shehizgabru olav hamoinim. What causes a person to commit a sin? The obstacles, the opposing forces, the klipos, the sitrachra, which block a person from coming close to Hashem, hameisisim v'hamefatim, which try to seduce and entice a person to commit a sin, ad sheheviruhu midaitoi, until they made the person crazy. They made the person lose his mind. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 1 of Likutei Moran, the only way a Jew can commit a sin, if the person is meshuga mamish, really crazy. Person, which person would choose to go to Gehenna and choose not to go to Gan Eden? Ad shelo yoyochoy lehizgaber betoikev harotzein dikdush aleim. The forces, the opposing forces, were so strong to the point where the person couldn't overcome them. The person didn't have enough willpower to overcome them. Ad she'ovar mashover, which resulted in the person violating whatever violation they violated. And when a person is defeated by these forces of the sitra achra, they get even stronger. Because when one side goes up, the other side falls. And that's how one avera leads to another avera. Because as a result of committing that first sin, the person's desire and yearning and longing for Hashem went down. It dropped a level, unfortunately. V'zehu, and this is also what's meant, she'schar mitzvah mitzvah u'schar aveira aveira. The reward for a mitzvah is another mitzvah. The reward for a sin is an aveira. Ki ikar haschar shel hamitzvah. We talk about reward. A person is rewarded when they complete something. And very often, most people do something for the reward. They want the reward. What is the reward? He mitzvah. It's another mitzvah. Shehi bechinas rotzayin. And every mitzvah is rotzayin, is an expression of the will of Hashem. Sheshom shoyresh kol hamitzvahis. That's the root of all mitzvahs. Shehem ritzoinoi yisbarach. Every mitzvah in the Torah is an expression of the will of Hashem. Sherotzo shezois hamitzvah tiyakach. Hashem wanted tzitzis to look like this, to be made from wool and eight strings and so on and so forth. Vezois hamitzvah kach. And he wanted tefillin to look, to be black and to be made from leather, completely different. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, u'kamayshom Rabbi Senezal, and as the Sifri says, nachas ruach lefonai she'omarti v'naaseh ritzoni. This is a very, very important sentence which defines Yiddishkeit. The Sifri says that. What's in it for Hashem? What does Hashem get out of us performing a mitzvah? And the wording is, Hashem says, it's a pleasure to me, it's a satisfaction to me that I said, do this and this, or don't do that and that, v'naaseh ritzoni, and my will was fulfilled. This sentence again defines Yiddishkeit. What is it all about? It's about the will of Hashem coming to know, studying the what is the will of Hashem and fulfilling the will of Hashem. Again, rotzoin, rotzoin, rotzoin. And now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'alkein bekal yecholin loshuv mikol ho'averois im yirtze be'emes. And this is why a Jew can easily return to Hashem, do real tshuva from all sins, if the person really wants. Ki ikar hu haratzim, because the main thing is that desire. V'tekev kishe yizgaber, v'yargil esatzmo yishieloi ritzoinois chazokim digdusha liskarav l'ashem yizborach uletzadiko. And therefore, the moment a person will turn it on and they'll train themselves to have strong desires for holiness, to come close to Hashem, to come close to his tzaddikim, v'lo yarpe es haratzim, and the person will not allow that desire to decrease. He'll keep intensifying it, pushing it, not quitting, not giving up. Bevadai yuchal lehizgaber al kol hamaniyos, the person will definitely succeed in overcoming all of the obstacles haboim al yidei hoaveros, which were generated by the sins that the person committed. Vechatois neurim shaloi, and the sins of their youth, even going back to when a person was a kid, a teenager, committed all kinds of sins. The person will definitely succeed in overcoming and destroying all of those obstacles and be zeicha to real eternal life. Ki ikar pegam ho'aveira huma shenechlash harotzoin digdusha al yidei ho'aveira. Because the most significant damage of a sin is that it results in weakening the person's desire. The person loses their desire. Shal yedei zeh aveira goyrera savera. That's what causes the person to fall spirally, you know, go down, down, down. Val kein nidmeloi she'yef sheloi lotzeis mima shenilkad boi. And that's what makes it seem to the person that they can't get out of this trap that they got trapped into. Aval habechira chofshis tomid. However, a person always has free will. Utshuva kodma loilam. And the Gemara tells us that tshuva preceded the world. Hashem created tshuva before he created the world even. Vashem yisborach nosan koyach ba'odom. Shafilu achar kol ho'averois v'chatoim chas v'shalom. Yesh loy koyach adayin lehizgaber beretzoinois chazokam l'Hashem yisborach. Hashem has placed a power into a human being that even after all the sins that the person committed, the person still has the ability to turn on his soul, to turn on that nefesh, to turn on the ratzon, and to ratchet up the ratzonis, to ratchet up, to make it stronger and stronger, to intensify their desire. Shalidezeh yeshaber kol amaniyos. And this will result in eliminating all of the obstacles, v'yiskarev l'Hashem yisborach. And the person will succeed in coming close to Hashem. V'alkein hizir hatana. Now we understand why the Tana speaks about running. Have a rotz l'mitzvah kala. Run to do the smallest mitzvah. The word rotz means to run, and rotz daika. Kitzrichin lorutz l'mitzvah bezrizus godol. A person, you don't do a mitzvah with your legs crossed. You don't sit in shul and daven tashem with your legs crossed, otherwise you're missing the point. That's not Yiddishkeit. A person has to run to do a mitzvah with tremendous zrizus, with excitement, with passion, with enthusiasm. Ki zeh simen al toikev cheshkoi ritzoyne echoza. When a person runs for something, that shows that they really want it. When a person sees a bus at that bus stop, if they're walking to the bus, it means they'd like to get on the bus. If they start running for that bus, it means I have to be on that bus. Nothing's going to stop that. I'm going to get on that bus no matter what. V'alkein rotz, loshen rotzayin. And this is also why the Hebrew word for running, rotz, is also rooted in the word rotzayin. Bechinas, as we quoted the Pasuk in Shir Hashim earlier, Moshcheni, draw me to you, bring me close to you, Acharecha Narutza, Narutza, all the letters, Reish Tzadik Nun, we will run after you. Shepirushoi Gam Loshen Rotzoin, the word Narutza there has two meanings. It means to run, and it also means we will yearn, we will desire. כמו ששמעתי מפי אדמור זל. As I heard from Rabbeinu Zal, בשם צדיק אחד, Rabbeinu Zal quoted a tzaddik who interpreted that word narutz over there in Shir HaShirim to mean desire, וקלסה, and Rabbeinu Zal praised it. כי שניהם אחד, because both meanings of the word are really one. כי הריצה והזריזוס הגדולה דבר מצווה, because the running and the speed and the passion and enthusiasm with which a person does a mitzvah, ze simen al toikev harotzoin vacheshik. That's a barometer. That's how we could measure how much the person really wants. Shaydei ze daika zeichin ligmar a mitzvah. And that's what will ensure that the person will complete the mitzvah, v'laseis mitzvah acheres, and that this mitzvah will lead to another mitzvah. Any questions, please?
Rabbi, I would guess that it's unusual for Rav Nosson to say that Rabbeinu quoted a particular tzaddik and praised the statement without telling us who it is.
Yes.
Everyone who says something in the name of the person who said it is bringing gula. So
definitely. It's possible that Rav Nosson Zal didn't remember or that Rabbeinu Zal didn't mention somehow. It's possible. Because we know Rabbeinu Zal did quote, for example, there's a famous quote from the Rabbeinu Zal when he met the Balatanya, he heard him speak. Rabbeinu Zal heard him speak, and Rabbeinu Zal said there was one thing that he said that I really enjoyed, his interpretation of the pasuk Rachmecho Rabim Hashem. The standard interpretation of that pasuk is that Hashem's kindness is great. The Balatanya said that people have a habit of saying, wow, it's a big rachmonis on this person. This person is suffering so much. This person has such a difficult situation. It's a big rachmonis on them. The Balatanya said, Rachmecho Rabim Hashem. The rachmonis on you, Hashem, is greater than all other rachmonises, because you, Hashem, feel and experience the suffering of all of us, all of us. So the pity on Hashem, the Rachmanis on Hashem, is a composite of all the pity of everyone. So Rabbeinu Zal did quote other tzaddikim. I don't know the reason here why it's not mentioned. Could be if we learn Chassidish Sforim, the Noam Elimelech, the many Chassidish Sforim, we might find it in one of them. Very possible. Rav Nosson Zal is going to use all of this as an introduction to explaining the bracha before and the bracha after. It's Hashem. And again, this is just, a person would say, wow, this is powerful. This is one of about maybe 20 places throughout Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this topic of Rotzayin. Is this a Breslov thing? The answer is no. It's a Jewish thing. I just mentioned, look in your Siddur. Look at how the Siddur defines Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. It's all Rotzayin, 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 Rotzayin. So when you see something emphasized in Breslov, it's not because it's a Breslov thing. It's because Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal give us the most authentic, authoritative understanding of Yiddishkeit. And if something, here again, how does Judaism be, what's Judaism 1.1, line 1? What's the first line in the Shulchan Aruch? Yizgaber ko'ari lamoy baboyker. That how does a Jew start Yiddishkeit? Strong as a lion, run like a deer, brazen like a leopard. That's line 1 in Judaism. Just like Rav Nosson Zal is making it clear here, that this is what Yiddishkeit is all about. This is what a soul is all about. This is what Shabbos and Yom Tov are all about. This is what every mitzvah in the Torah, the entire Torah, the entire Judaism is all about. It's the will of Hashem. It's coming to realize the will of Hashem, and it's elevating our will to become one with the will of Hashem. We should be zeichet to learn and understand and follow the guidance of and advice of the tzaddikim, and be zeichet thereby to complete ourselves and to complete the whole creation. And be zeichet to the final end, which is the geula. This is why we mentioned in the past that the word goal means redemption. Redemption is the finale, the end, is geula, coming out of golus. Golus is darkness, geula is the highest light. The word goal in atbash, where you reverse, you switch a gimel for a resh, the beginning of the alphabet with the end of the alphabet. An aleph for a tuf and a lamed for a chaf. The word go'al is the word keser, the crown. And another word for keser in Hasidus and Kabbalah is rotzain, desire. Ashreinu, ashreinu that it's being made so clear to us, we should be zeicha to absorb it and to live the right kind of life. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and week. Yeshuas and besuras tovos. Today there are many people in Eretz Yisrael that are celebrating Yom Ha'atzma'ut. There are many different opinions in Klal Yisrael about this day. One thing is for sure, that it can remind us of the awesome privilege that we are in Eretz Yisrael, and that millions of Jews, that Eretz Yisrael is one of the few places on earth where the Jewish people are a majority, where there are more yeshivas and shuls and mikvahs and kosher food and holy places, mekoymos hakdoshim, than in the entire rest of the world put together. We should be zeicha to appreciate being here and to increase and improve our desire, our ratzayin for Hashem, for the tzaddikim, for the Torah. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Sure.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.